Last 8 on RSN Breakfast, Michael Christian, Mick McGowan and Barry Hall with you right through until 8.30. Massive win by the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend over the Cats. And one man who's playing an integral role with the Suns is Alex Sexton. He's with us. Alex, congratulations, mate. Gee, that was one of the best wins I reckon the club's had.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was. It's definitely, to date at the moment, one of the best wins we've had. You know, Geelong are a good club and have been for years now. So that was definitely a good feeling going out of the club at the moment.
Third quarter, the Cats looked to be working their way on top. They led by 16 points. Could you have believed the turnaround from that point?
I think the drop-off we had was probably our pressure, and that was evident after the game when we spoke to the coaching staff. And I think for three quarters, we dominated the pressure, and Geelong weren't able to play the flowing game that they like to play. And I think in the third quarter we did knuckle that down and pin it back. But there was a little scare there when they got a little bit of a lead. But yeah, look, the boys, credit to us, we pinned them back and then we're able to get on top.
Alex, tell us about your journey thus far. You started your career in 2012. You got 6 games that particular year, but it's been a bit of a rocky road since with injury, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been struck with a few injuries, and it has been a bit of a hard road for me. My first year, I had to have my hip surgery in the middle of the year after the West Coast game, and then last year, like I said, I had shoulder surgery at round 20 after the Melbourne game. So I have been a bit unlucky when I have had the chance to jump into the senior side. But I'm just looking forward to playing consistent footy and staying in the side.
Where did you grow up?
I was from Melbourne, so born in Reservoir. And then my family moved up about 5 years ago from there, and they're out in Redlands in Brisbane, and yeah.
It's Collingwood territory, Alex. What are you doing at the Gold Coast?
Yeah, lots of people say that. Why aren't you a Collingwood supporter? But
he's getting a suntan. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Alex, look, tell us a little bit about the journey for the group, because when you come into the competition, you got beaten up a bit. There was big, strong bodies. There was more experience, and it looked pretty grim there for a while. But from the outside looking in now, it looks like you go into games pretty confident you can match it with the best.
Yep. I think the biggest thing is our confidence. I think now that we know that we can match with the best, like you just said, we are confident that we're gaining respect. I think that was the biggest thing in the first couple of years, is that we wanted the respect of the competition. And I think now sides are coming up respecting us, and that's all we're sort of striving for at the moment. And now we're winning games. So,
Alex, what's your role within the team?
Well, pretty much go wherever the coach tells you. I think that I can play anywhere on the field, and I think that's been the biggest change in my game. I was sort of growing up as a small forward and then a little bit in the midfield, but now sort of adapting a half-back role and sort of wherever they need me, sort of. So that's been my biggest change.
I suppose most young players look for a little bit of stability so they can get some continuity in their play, but based on what you've just said, you're an example who loves the challenge of going to different areas of the ground to get developed as a complete player.
Yeah, I think that's where the game's sort of heading. I think at the moment when you see a player sort of my build and that sort of stuff, I think you spoke to Luke Russell last week, and we're sort of in the same boat where we can sort of play back and forward, so and up on the wings when we need it. So I think, the biggest thing is getting that best foot in your game, because anything can happen.
Harley Bedell can play, mate.
Yeah, I know. It's good having him on our team. We'd rather be playing with him than against him, that's for sure, definitely.
He'd be a handful to line up at half back, mate, wouldn't he?
That's it. I think I'll push down half forward if I'm on Harley.
He hasn't been without his troubles, though, has he? His early days, he really struggled with the AFL and how much it took out of you, and some of the rigorous training you had to do. It hasn't been an easy journey for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't here in the first year, so I came in the second year. And he was, it was a little bit quiet and in his shell a little bit. And to his credit, he's one of the loudest blokes to the club now, and he's bubbly, and he's confident, he's playing good footy. So I think that's all past him now, and he's just looking for the future. I think he's just re-signed as well, so it's awesome having him around the club.
Who are the senior players at the club, Alex, that you really look up to, that really set the example, particularly with work ethic and training, etc.?
There's heaps of senior boys. When I came into the club, it was blokes like Michael Riccitelli, and then you look up to blokes like Gary Ablett, and you just see train the house down, and you just want to be at them levels. And I think you look on the field as well, but then you see off the field the struggles that the young kids have with, you know, getting used to, you know, stuff like recovery and all that sort of business off the field. And then, yeah, you do. You look up to the blokes that do it all the time, Michael Riccitelli. And like I said, Gaz, he's an awesome professional. And but now you're starting to see it leak through to the younger boys, the younger leaders, like Dion Prestia. He doesn't miss a beat during the week. And David Swallow and them boys, they get right. So, yeah.
Alex, tell us about Blue McKenna. What type of coach is he?
Blue's good with his players during the week. And he gets the point across and he makes the game plan pretty simple. And, you know, it's pretty much basic footy. We nail that. And then, yeah, he's very happy. So, I rate him as a coach. And Blue is awesome to have him, especially us younger boys, because he understands what it takes and he just wants to see it succeed.
And what about Malcolm Blight? Does he have an influence? Is he visible around training and match days?
Yeah, Blighty's always there. Anyway, he pokes his head in. I'm sure you could imagine he wants to be involved in everything. Blighty, he's in all our meetings and he's always around, you know, when we're having lunches and stuff. But Blighty's awesome to talk to, and it's sort of surreal when you talk to him sometimes, because when you understand what he's done with his career and as a person as well, you know, he's just always there for a chat. So Blighty's an awesome mentor for us boys.
Tell us about Jack Martin. I love the way he goes about it. Watched him as a young kid play, Alex, and certainly him being back in the team is only going to make you better.
Yeah, well, Jack's one of them kids that's understood what it takes to be professional early, and, you know, he got struck with his shoulder injury, and it wasn't hard for him at the start, but, you know, now he's back on the scene. He's not going to skip a beat, and, you know, he's like Harley. You want him on your team rather than playing against him, that's for sure. He's a star, Jack.
And the challenges continue. You've got Hawthorn down in Tassie. That's going to be a really tough task.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the message during the week would just be the same as this week. You know, we just have to play our basic footy and play our style, which evidently just stops the Hawthorn style of football. And I think there's no doubt that we can challenge them. And, yeah, we'll be ready for the Hawks this week.
Good on you, mate. Well played on Saturday. Great performance by your team. And good luck against the Hawks.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Alex Sexton, young star with the Gold Coast Suns. We'll hear a lot more of that name over the next 3 or 4 years, no question. And some news just coming through that Michelle Wee has finally won a two-shot winner at the US Open. So congratulations to Michelle Wee, who has promised from early as age 13 to be a superstar of golf, has finally got the monkey off the back and won a major tournament. So congratulations to Michelle Wee. And just repeating that Kevin Streelman won the Travelers Championship on the US PGA Tour by one shot from KJ Choi and Sergio Garcia. Aaron Baddeley had a chance to birdie the final hole to get into a playoff, but in fact he made bogey and slipped two back into a tie for fourth. And we're underway in the soccer as well, Mick. Portugal versus the US, and I think now my eyes telling me Portugal have scored already. I think it's 1-0 to Portugal in the early stages of the big World Cup qualifier. It's 14 past 8.